Hello and welcome back. It's another episode of Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley. I am a habit change coach, holistic therapist, and the host of this podcast show. We're all about turning around habits that don't serve you. And that includes the habit of how you deal with someone else who has a problem habit. This show has something to offer that's very different than most habit-oriented programs and services. First, this stuff works no matter where you are on your journey. Maybe you're just getting started, not sure exactly where to go next. Maybe you've made some progress and you want some support for staying on track. Maybe you've made a lot of progress and you just want reinforcement for keeping on track. And this show is for you if you care about somebody else whose habit is creating problems for you and for other people. And then also, Habits into Health can help you with any habit, whether it's something that bothers only you and nobody else, or it's creating bigger problems for yourself and others. We are all about what habits have in common and the hidden habits, which are ways that you engage in repeating behavior that block you from creating a life that you want. In addition, we have a holistic perspective. We think that takes you to a whole new level beyond willpower methods that focus on insight and action plans that often just don't create the peace that you want for your life. In every episode, you're going to have the opportunity to practice for yourself, not just new attitudes, but new skills that I have learned and that I pass on to my clients in my office and now here with you in this podcast. Last episode, we started a series on the habit of being one down in your relationship with others. We asked some questions to help you evaluate whether your situation is a one-time thing in the present, or if a current situation is triggering some of your past history, or whether you've got an established pattern, no matter who you're around. This week, we're going to talk about the trigger history type of one-down dynamic. And while it can feel awful, it can actually leap you into some phenomenal personal growth. But we always like to start with the Habits into Health practice. So before we go to our topic, we're going to go there. This is an essential part of the model because developing self-contact and influence is a game changer when it comes to turning around self-defeating habits. If this is your first time, then just know in each episode we take some time to focus on increasing your awareness of subtle patterns in yourself. And that is a first start in taking charge of your own changes. I like to say, the more you give to this practice, the more it gives back to you. That's what I hear from my clients, and I hope that that's what you'll experience as well. Lately, we are supporting you in recognizing the connection between what you think and your muscular action patterns that occur when you think. So let's get started. And of course, many of us recognize that thinking seems to happen all the time. The Buddhists call it monkey mind. Busy, busy, busy. So just start by being attentive to what's happening in your thoughts, whether it's monkey mind, busy, busy, or not. And initially what might come up is what you're thinking about. Make a subtle shift here, because the process that's going on in you when you're doing that thinking is more to the point. The content of what you're thinking is often distracting, can get in the way of making progress. Sometimes it's interesting, useful, particularly on the job or if you have to problem solve something. But in terms of working with habits, understanding the way in which you think, how you're engaged in the activity of thinking, is a really good place to start. So, for instance, you might be hearing yourself talk kind of in your own head. Some people are auditory. Or you might see pictures. Or you might have associations, connections of one event from the past, another event from now, bringing them together. You might notice energetic movement and how your thoughts are just shifting and changing. They don't stick around for very long. You know, you think about this, then you think about that. So these are just entry points because the truth is, your thoughts have actions. One of my teachers used to say that. He used to say, thoughts have actions, actions have feelings, and feelings have thoughts. So at this time, what I want you to do is just gently let your attention shift to where you feel yourself as you think. And this might not be something that you're used to considering. That's okay. If you don't have a sense of where, just start in your head, around your eyes, behind your eyes, in that socket area below your eyes, in your upper cheek, maybe in your forehead, the bridge between your eyes, the bridge of your nose. Or you may be able to recognize that as you're thinking, you're tightening in your gut, or your big toe is moving up to the ceiling. That was one of the first things that I noticed about myself. So learning that there was a relationship between that physical action, my toe pointing up in a tight, intense way, and how it was connected to what I call thinking, was a really important learning. And I pass that on to you as well. So you can just notice, is there a tightness in your back or your shoulders as you think? As you respond inside yourself to what I'm saying, notice where in yourself something is happening, an activity, a movement. You might experience sensation somewhere. Check out what's going on with your mouth and your jaw, in your chest, down into your belly or pelvis, or even into your legs. The point is that your thoughts don't happen in a vacuum. We have all come up in an era when the activity of the mind is valued, interestingly enough, at the same time as we value physical activity, but physical activity that primarily is not focused on connecting with self. How you do physical activity, for instance, how you exercise, or how you hit a baseball, or how you smile, or how you jog, is far more important than the fact that you're doing that activity, because you could do that activity sleepwalking, and a lot of people do. And that's where the connection to habits and to health happens. You can go and do a lot of the action plans that are out there for habit change. Make a list, check it 2 or 3 times, follow that. But if it's not connected to something deep in you, it's not likely to last. And what we're doing here, very, very gently, is helping you attune to what's happening in you as you live your life. It's being with yourself in a whole new way. And over time with practice, you can actually become very adept at recognizing the physiological experience that you have of yourself that connects you with your sense of yourself and your soul. And maybe you can start by only practicing when you listen to this podcast. It may start when you listen to certain kinds of music. It might happen when you find yourself walking and you're focusing more on the process of walking rather than where you're trying to get to. It's a practice, and practice creates progress. And I like to say this is a way of making changes in yourself that's different because you're letting your body lead so that your mind doesn't have to run the show. Imagine that. Now let's take a moment for some station identification. You can find out more about all of this at habitsintohealth.com. My name is Michael Ann Conley, and I host the show and the Habits Into Health programs. I've created some gifts, including this podcast, but I also have a new ebook. It's called Do You Have a Habit? Or Does Your Habit Have You? And in this book, I share 5 warning signs that you're stuck and some things that you can do about it. You can get the ebook for free by going to Habits Into Health. You can get the ebook for free by going to habitsintohealth.com. And on the right sidebar, just fill in your name and email address, and I'll send it to you. You can also find the podcast menu to find more podcasts, or you can come to Facebook. I will post podcasts on the Facebook page. Just go to Facebook and search for Habits Into Health, and you'll find us. I have a couple of things that are coming up. On May the 31st, a few months away, I'm going to be hosting a free introductory teleseminar. I haven't got all the details done yet, but I'm giving you a heads up to save the date. And in this, I will be sharing some things about why trying to get rid of a habit that you don't like is more likely to keep it around. And the best way to continue to know more is to keep listening to this podcast, or also just go to the website, enter your name and email address to get my ebook, and that'll put you on my newsletter list, and I will keep you posted about the teleseminar. I have a couple of things that are happening here in the San Francisco Bay Area where I live and work, and if you happen to also be in this area, either by visiting or you live here, and you want to experience these practices in person, here's some options for you. On Tuesday, March the 18th, 2014, I'm going to be hosting the next one-hour mini-retreat for men and women. Just for an hour, it's a terrific way to be in connection with yourself and to learn some new skills. And then on Saturday, May the 3rd, 2014, I'm going to be hosting a half-day retreat on Five Steps to the New You. And this is an opportunity to have a private experience of the very practical methods that I teach and the profound impact it can have in helping you stop the drain on your energy that comes from habits that are blocking you from taking your life in the direction where you want to go. Okay, so let's talk about our topic. For a while now, we've been talking about what it means to make a commitment to yourself to keep your own side of the street clean, no matter how other people behave. And I know it's not easy to do. Certainly, I've experienced that myself. But it is a healthy habit to cultivate, because the best gift you can give yourself is satisfaction with how you've handled something. Real happiness starts with satisfaction with how you've handled something, how you've handled yourself. And one way to do this is by not taking someone's inventory. That's a mucky way of keeping the street dirty. I don't exactly know where I came up with this clean street idea, but it sure seemed to gel with a lot of my clients. We can all relate to dealing with that litter that ends up in your path when you're walking around. And in the moment, you get to decide whether you're going to ignore it, create more of it, or clean it up. And I don't know about you, but I do some of all of these, depending on what I've got going on, whether I'm focused on getting somewhere or strolling leisurely, and how I feel in the moment. When it comes to relationships, you want to pick your spots. Sometimes it's healthy to ignore the trash that someone else throws in your way. You know, when somebody gets all huffy about something, maybe you don't have to engage. Just let it go by. It's their stuff. And then there are times that you choose to speak up. And in that case, what counts is what you say, what you don't say, and how you manage yourself on both sides of this equation. And that's tied to not taking inventory, which is shorthand for judging someone, believing you know what they're thinking and why they're doing what they're doing. And I'm going to bet that you don't like it when somebody thinks they can read your mind. So why do that yourself? It's just very messy stuff, this inventory taking. So the last time we evaluated different situations in which you're stuck in a powerless position relative to somebody else, if you want to review that podcast, just go to habitsintohealth.com and in the search box in the top right, type in feeling one down, and that's one hyphen down, and that episode will come up. This time we're going to talk about a scenario that kind of can sneak up on you, something that in the present starts activating you, but it could be based on things that happened in the past. And this is a surefire signal that something wants to be healed. It's probably really important to focus your attention on that. The thing is that we all have challenges that happen, and most of us deal with them in the best way that we can at the time. We all use the resources that we have. And if something is being re-triggered, then it's just an opportunity to tap into another level of healing in the best way that you can now, which is probably different than the way you did it then. What I hear from people are things like, why is this happening again? As if it's the same old, same old. And maybe it feels that way, but I'm going to guess that it's much more likely that you healed this hurt at a certain level then, just enough to help you get to where you are today. And where you are today is probably stronger, strong enough to connect with the next layer of healing that wants to happen. And if you really look close, you'll find that no situation is repeated exactly the same, right? It might be a variation. And it's in the variation that there's hope, because that's where you want to look. For instance, if you're feeling powerless in this relationship today, and it reminds you of the last relationship or another relationship from the past, it may be that you're still engaged in your pattern from the past at some level. And here's some good news. We do not heal the past by focusing on the past. We heal the past by dealing differently with something that is similar today. So here's what you can do. A reality check. And I have some questions for you. Perhaps you might consider, are you recognizing your feelings sooner this time around? The relationship may feel the same as the last one, but there might be this slight variation. Are you noticing the one-up, one-down dynamic more clearly? Are you able to acknowledge how you initiate being one-down, which can actually pull on someone else to act one-up? Or do you recognize how the other person behaves in a one-up way, which pulls on you to act one down? Another possibility is, did you punish yourself the last time, and this time you're able to be more kind to yourself? Or did you punish yourself the last time for weeks on end, and this time you only did it for a week or a day? Look for the variation. Look for what's new. And maybe all you can do right now is look for what's new and different, and acknowledge that it's new and different. Even this small step shifts your attention away from the lie that you've been telling yourself, that you're doing the same thing all over again, which in essence is just a way of punishing yourself. So if you can notice what's new and different and acknowledge that it's new and different, this sets the stage for the next step, which is to create a new and different response to your current situation. If in the past you didn't speak up, maybe this time you can speak up. You might say, please stop, I don't like that. If in the past you moaned and complained, this time don't moan and complain. It could be that simple. I know that happened for me. Oh, I'm just not going to fight. That's all I said. If in the past you accepted the power imbalance, it might be that today you decide not to do that, and you decide to do something about it. When the past is triggered, you can take advantage of this opportunity to stay present with what you need for yourself today. Now, isn't that grand? And what if you're saying to me, well, that hasn't happened so good. What if the past is triggered and you aren't able to stay present with what you need for yourself today? It might be that you're not just being triggered, but that you've established a pattern of being one down in your relationships. And that's a really big topic. So we'll explore that next time. For now, I'm going to sign off. And if you have a habit and it's creating problems for you, or if someone you know has a habit that's creating problems, then come to the website, habitsandhealth.com, and request my free ebook. It can help you clarify the warning signs that you're stuck and give you some clues about some actions that you could take. And you can also find other resources on the website as well. I always like to end by saying, remember to start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You've been listening to Habits Into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I am here to help you stop feeling so out of control over your unhealthy habits and wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and start creating healthier possibilities for your future. Thanks so much for joining me.